Hey, you can start.
Yeah, and like, so I would like your podcast.
Maybe. Sure. It used to be good, but then we both got depression.
I think depression makes it better really? Sometimes. I'm not going to lie.
The more recently, we've been on and we've just been like, so I hate everything.
I'm not kidding you. That's Brooke and I are kind of in the same boat. You know what I mean? But sometimes those spikes of mental illness create for amazing content. Oh, yeah. So.
Absolutely.
Use it until I'm kidding.
We need to. Yeah, it's a blonde. It's a blonde and brunette too. It's like the same thing.
Wait, I love that. We should do a little crossover or something.
We should. It'd be so funny.
I'm so fucking.
Did you just ask me to use my connections to bring Tana on just so you could fucking do a collab with the podcast that you like more?
I'm such a podcast hoe. I'm on every podcast.
This is insane. You are. There, you are worse to me than your boyfriend, okay?
My boyfriend is good to you.
No, he's not. This morning we were supposed to play basketball, okay?
Am I sensing then, some jealousy here?
Yeah,
yes.
Problem.
Yes, I am very jealous that Cutie has a podcast that she likes more.
Okay.
Her other podcast, which is lame because there's two women. It's like, everybody knows you need one.
No, zero.
We have two.
Get back in the kitchen.
But there's a lot of, I agree. Oh my God. Thank you. Finally someone's saying it.
Why women shouldn't have microphones. It's like, it's turkey or ham on the sandwich. Like that's where we're at.
This is like 98% of podcasts, what you're saying.
Absolutely.
Tana's here, everybody. Before we get started, I need to clarify something. How do you say your last name?
Mojo.
Tana Mojo's here, everyone.
Tana, I have been butchering your name for like the last 3 weeks.
I swear to God, I think my parents just like smashed their face on a keyboard, and then that's like what created
Tana
my
Mojo.
Name. I don't.
That's a cool name. It's like a villain, like a Powerpuff.
What's
villain.
The origin of it?
I love that, like Mojo Jojo.
Yeah.
It's French.
It's French.
Yeah.
Oh, obviously.
When I go to France, they're like Mojo, and everyone gets it, and then I come here, and everyone's like Tana Montague is on my podcast. I don't.
Wait, yeah. It does seem like there should be a T in there for some reason.
You know, I completely get it, like Romeo and Juliet. Like the Capulets. Oh. What is it? I don't know. I'm making this up.
Do you speak French?
Not at all.
Okay.
I can say
You're originally from Vegas?
I am originally from Vegas.
I did my research.
That is the Paris of America.
Yeah. It's very... Vegas is like probably the opposite of Paris.
It makes a lot of sense. You know, my demeanor and actions are very Vegas.
You are very Vegas coded.
I am Vegas
from the jump.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, but I don't know. I like it now. I have a newfound love for it.
Wait, maybe I shouldn't ask this. How old are you?
25.
Maybe I shouldn't ask
this. You can ask that.
I don't know. People get weird.
People do get fucking weird, but my age has been out there
forever.
My
stepbrother grew up in, like, Vegas?
Yeah.
Like, Henderson?
Henderson, Vegas, yeah.
He went to Green Valley?
I went to Green Valley.
Yeah.
Yeah, I dropped out of there, but...
So did he!
Oh, my God.
That's so funny.
I feel like that's par for the course for Vegas, though.
Wow. Oh, yeah, they don't want... It's the... In the school districts, it's the 50th in the world. It's absolutely the worst school district.
Wow.
In the U.S., not the world, but...
That's what I was asking.
Wait,
I was like,
it's worse than, like, Mississippi and shit?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, how is that even physically possible?
Because
that's really bad.
If you have a kid in Vegas, you just don't really give a fuck about it.
It's like an accident.
Yeah, it's like, you know what I mean? Like, I remember being 10. Like, why was I born? Why are you raising me here?
Okay, that makes sense. What do your parents do?
Well, I was like adopted when I was like 12 or 13. So my like birth parents are just, I don't even know what they do. I don't even know how to classify it.
You've never like tracked them down?
I mean, when I was like 12 or 13, I lived with them for like, you know, 12 or 13 years.
Am I allowed to ask these questions?
You can totally, okay, I'm in a book. I talk about it all the time.
Okay.
So my best friend's family kind of took me in, and they nothing to write home about what they do, just a very normal job.
What do they do? Like work in a casino?
No, I guess that's what everyone thinks about Vegas. Like, one of them does.
They're
like,
actually strippers.
Does stuff with Apple. Like, she does, like, all the tech type of shit. And then dad just, he's had a million jobs. I don't know. Just a bunch of random shit.
Okay.
You know? But they deal with me and they love me. So that's enough.
Do you like the Vegas strip?
I love it now.
Okay.
It took me a while. I feel like I moved out here when I was like 15 or 16, pretty much, mm-hmm. so like 10 years ago. Because I was like,
another great place to be as a teenager.
Right. That's again. It just
you hit the high notes.
It explains so much, you know. But it's like Vegas or LA. Less, you know, two evils. Had to kind of pick one. And I eventually grew a love for it as I got away from it. And I can see why. You know, I don't see Vegas as the rest of the world.
How'd you start on YouTube? Well, like what drew you to YouTube? I feel
we jumped in with questions so hot.
No, I'm getting ready. I'm getting ready.
Normally
we never actually like interview the guests that we have on because it's like usually a person that we know very well. So they just like kind of sit here.
We don't care about.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for caring.
We're so
they kind of sit here and we just like chirp at each other and they just like kind of sit there, and then they talk about how like shitty of an experience they had as their guest. No, Andrea like Botez. Yeah. Anyway.
Set the fucking bar low for the podcast guests.
So,
you know, I know people leave canceled.
We were all researching. Like, I was studying. I flew in this morning.
You are such a liar.
No, I literally.
It is in his nature. He's deceptive. He's gay. I don't know.
I love a good liar. I love a gay liar more than anything.
I'm
a homophobe.
You're a huge. You're like a gay icon.
I love the girls and the gays.
Because, like, I have everybody in my, like, all my gay friends, they've been chirping. I've been talking about, like, Tana's coming on the podcast, and they're freaking out.
It's, yeah, the straights want me dead. Yeah. And then the girls and the gays.
I hate that.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. The girls and the gays are, that's where it's at. That's kind of my my demographic,
they're
I guess.
They're so excited.
You know? Why do you, what, why?
I don't know, because I talk about things I think that interest the girls and the gays, things of no substance.
Drama.
Yeah, drama.
Okay. Yay.
Messiness.
Straight man hatred, which I don't want to say in your house, you know.
You
I don't
can't.
No, no, no. I say it right in front of them. We say it all the time.
Some are okay. I don't know you.
Let's
you
shit
might,
on straight men.
Yeah.
No, no, I'm. We're straight men are bad. We're
he's,
bad.
He's the worst.
Yeah,
he's
we're
a closet
trash.
Taylor Swift fan.
Wait,
and then
what?
He,
no, I'm not. I'm
yes, you are.
Stand in solidarity with John Mayer.
He's the biggest closet Taylor Swift fan.
My good friend John Mayer.
Checks onto me to like gossip about Taylor Swift,
but
he
really,
really
he
just
to.
Loves her.
I yeah. just he I am a defender of John Mayer. Oh, I was yeah. never done.
You don't have
wrong.
Will to defend you today. This is three,
I know that's why I feel one. I feel tense. I feel tense right now. Three
I'm
girls. Yeah. We like to have a diversity of opinion here and diversity of background. That's why we have a token gay and a token woman.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Love that for you.
Yeah,
it is true.
I should not be the center of attention here. You are our guest. Let's get back to.
I'm interested in learning, though. I can't lie. I never go on podcasts without knowing anything that happens on them. And this like
we're both flying blind.
Yeah, like I'm straight. I just jumped into the water and I'm gonna see if I
think
sink or swim.
I literally asked you to come on by way of Jeff because Cutie was like, oh, I want to have Tana on.
Yeah.
Not fucking realizing that it was just so that she could do a ploy to have you on her favorite podcast, the other one.
It wasn't a ploy. I thought a lot of people compare our podcasts because we used to talk shit before we got depressed. We would just like, my podcast name is Wine About It. And so we drink wine and talk shit.
Wait, I love that. Yeah. I will come whine about everything.
We're not relevant enough for you.
That's ma'am. Not how I. That's not that's how I so roll. Nice that's not my vibes. I,
she's like, I'm perfect. On here.
No. I'm a podcast whore. Like if I love to go on everyone's podcast and like if I vibe, I catch a vibe, and I love to complain. Like I love.
I
about
love
it.
Complaining.
Complaining is so fucking therapeutic. I like complaining more than sex most days. You know,
really?
It's don't just say a, really. It's what? Freeing. It's freeing. It feels good. People look at it so negatively, but I think. It's
do you ever complain about sex?
Of course.
Is that like your number one thing? Like
I've
it's
actually,
like the best of both worlds.
Lately, my thing has been like if I have bad sex with someone, just being so real with them about it. Okay. Like getting constructive. Like, you know
ooh,
what I mean?
God
like,
damn.
Oh, that's
damn
good.
You got dick notes.
Yeah.
You're just like.
Exactly. It's like, you know, because I feel like girls just lie about it. They suppress right. it. They're like, it was so good.
I appreciate that. I love that. Give us like what happens most frequently that you think is bad that dudes are doing.
I think it's more so it's just like if you're going to like connect with someone and have sex with them and you feel like they don't maybe care about you enjoying it at all.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, like if it was that's just 5 minutes of them like grunting and then they think that's like normal. It's like, you can't go your whole life. Like,
what
this,
are big
you know?
Do's for you? Like definite do's and then don'ts.
I don't know. I don't think there's like definite do's or don'ts. I just hope there's like,
you
a
just
good
know
connection
when it's wrong.
Yeah. You can just feel when you're not connecting with someone, you know, and it's like, oh my God, that was. Yeah.
It's like weird seeing you be a
girl.
It's weird seeing you be a girl.
Oh, she's one of the guys over here.
No, it's no, she's not.
No,
she's in it.
I do that though. Like I go on Jeff's podcast
fuckers.
And I'm like,
no, no,
fuck yeah, let's talk about Adesanya and fucking, you know. And then I'm like, what am I saying?
She's not one of the guys at all. She's like a totally
now
unique,
I want to be one of the guys.
she's a totally unique, separate thing. Just
called autism.
Yeah, mental illness in general.
He was just saying it with such a cute smile on his face, though. Maybe he's in love with you, like low key.
I love Cutie.
Everyone
I
laughed. Like, so it's like, it's not off the
table. I am like, I am the annoying little sister that comes in and like steals things and eats all of his snacks and then leaves the house.
No, that's Austin. That's You're describing Austin.
No, because he like complains. I don't complain. I take what I can get.
Yeah, I complain. Well, like Hassan does offer me shelter sometimes.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
And but
do you think it's like a power play though? He's offering you shelter so that he has control over you.
Kind. That is so sociopathic. That was Why would I do that? Joke.
No, like I've never thought about it.
Or I'm just a nice person.
I know those are just hard to come by out here, dude.
They're yeah. Like I've never thought about it that way, but like I'm starting to think that's probably it.
It's just, you know, a good person is a unicorn. In this city,
yeah. I'm starting to think that's probably it. I think he's trying to take advantage of me.
That's kind
of
hot.
Take advantage of you but in like, what capacity?
I mean, I don't, he's trying to watch me for my money. That's what he wants.
Yeah, that's hot. Yeah.
Is that what's going on?
Yeah, totally. No,
I wanted.
He knows Hassan has been trying to get at me for a long time. He's not my type.
Oh my god, that sucks. Right, but we love a slow burn. Are you nicotine gum?
I am a nicotine gum boy.
Talk to me about this. Are you trying to quit or
no? I already did years ago, but I still chew nicotine gum nonstop.
What is it like? I'm kind of like debating if I go down.
You can try it if you want.
But what if it like, dude? Things I'll put in my body, and then I'm like, what's in it though? Like about nicotine gum. It's, I don't know. I just bought nicotine patches. The Vegas.
It's good.
In
it's
me.
From the earth.
What's the craziest thing you put in
it's
your
healthy.
Body?
Healthy.
Oh, that's a horrible question.
Say
with a
it
scroll
like that.
Of answers.
I hate that you said it like that.
You know, that, I don't even know where to begin there. Okay. You know? I'd have to get my scroll.
It's a horrible question because it's offensive.
No. It's, I'm not, nothing offensive.
Okay. Do you think when we do our Wine About It crossover that you can give me a makeover?
Are you serious right
hot.
Now?
I want
like, are you
I
fucking
want, like,
joking? I thought yeah, that was what we were going to do today.
Yeah, but you didn't ask
what
her.
What do you mean makeover? You're so
no.
hot.
Hannah, that's nice of you, but I want
to no,
look
I'm,
like you.
No, I'm telling facts.
I told you this. I've told you this over, I tell her over and
she's
over
sitting
she's
sitting here
hot.
Like literally no makeup on, like bright blue eyes, always. Gorgeous Cara Delevingne eyebrows. The hair is herring.
Like told you this.
I'm just being.
I want to look bad. Like you and Brooke, and I want to fit in, and
I wish Will
be,
was here.
I want to do pretty girl shit.
You are a pretty girl, and you are able to do pretty girl
You're
shit whenever
me
you
off,
want.
Tana.
The dynamic is broken right now. I wish Will was here.
Why? Sorry, too much girl shit, dude. Fuck
no.
women. Well, make that
even,
sandwich whore.
It's not even that. I mean,
don't laugh at it.
What? I'm trying to. I don't know. I'll,
now, yeah.
You, I'll mask it up a little bit.
He's trying to do pretty girl shit.
Yeah, I'm trying to do pretty girl. But
go ahead. Say it's natural and beautiful. Go ahead.
Yeah. Whenever you talk about periods, he says it's natural and beautiful.
Look,
that's
I think
crazy.
It's a natural
mine aren't. Mine fucking aren't, dude. Let good me tell. I don't even want to. We don't
like her.
This isn't the podcast where we have to talk about my period, dude.
Wait,
we
what do you mean? She talks about
know.
Way grosser shit.
Look,
don't
it's
worry.
A natural human experience.
Periods are
it,
natural.
Yeah, it
and
happens.
Beautiful.
It just happens.
I just
know?
Think it's look. I just think it's what women are experiencing these things and it's beautiful and natural.
Yeah. That's awesome.
We were just talking about before you came. We were just talking about like the last time I cried, and I was just thinking about you know abortion.
And you cried?
Yeah, abortion rights being taken away from
did
women.
Did you knock a
yeah.
bitch up?
That's when I cried.
I cried about it too because your mom didn't get one.
Banger.
That was a good one.
Thank you.
You know my mom. That's really fucked up. She's like literally
I still wish she would have gotten one.
She's one fucking
that's
remote,
fucked
right?
up. You were? Are you trying to be like a mean girl right now in
yeah,
front of Tana?
I'm, cool.
You're
trying, I'm to... trying to impress Tana.
Okay.
I
all
love
right.
it. I love
so,
it. I'll join you anytime.
You've done many things in the YouTube space. I don't know most of it. I know like only the cliff notes.
Yeah,
so
and they're all horrible.
And they're all horrible.
Yeah.
But you're oh, also yeah. friends with Ethan, my co-host, on Leftovers.
Oh, you guys have a podcast together?
We do. Damn, she didn't even fucking know that.
I'm not kidding you. I'm raw dogging this right now.
Okay,
I don't know anything about you.
So am I.
This is awesome.
So which is great. But yeah, we don't even talk.
Crazy
do you know
you
what I do
yes.
normally? Do you know like what I do as a profession?
Not at all.
You don't even know?
That's awesome.
Wait, that is kind
of
cool.
Wait, you don't know any of us?
No.
That's so cool.
But I'm here. I'm making new friends, hopefully.
Have you ever watched Twitch?
Don't even know how to get there. Like, is it a website?
So cool. Okay. This is, awesome. This is no. like, you're cool. you're an extremely online person who's been online on YouTube since you were like.
I'm not smart enough
for Twitch. You don't have to be smart for Twitch.
But I've decided that my new
Twitch.
Thing is going to be dating streamers.
Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So
I do recommend against that.
Really?
But
well,
good to know.
Do it.
Well, I think it's just
who
like
who could she date?
You know, it's a different like little category.
What do you
like,
look for?
And I think it's got to be a certain type of mental illness to be like I'm going to be live 24/7. And you know what I mean, so it's like I'm into that.
Yeah, there's a lot of that.
I want to psychoanalyze.
Do you want a specific type of man or
no,
woman?
I think
you're
I'm kidding.
Lover host.
No, I know, or woman, right?
Yeah, man yeah, or woman.
Yeah,
but
so
I'm in my like celibate era right now.
Okay.
I'm reformed.
Well, then a Twitch streamer is the perfect person to date.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
If you never want to fuck,
they don't go out, dude. They don't like. It's like kind of good. I've been in my real grandma era. Like I've just been inside drinking tea. I've been doing crossword puzzles a lot.
That's what I. That's what. That's how I spend my time for the most part.
It's nice. I spend it indoors.
Okay, so you let's talk about some of the cliff notes before we move on.
Failed convention, fake marriage, fucking.
Okay.
Stalker.
Oh yeah, that's what I was gonna say. So you, those are the only. Wait, you have a stalker?
Those are some of my things.
Oh, okay. So I know that I know TanaCon.
Yeah.
I've heard of that.
Unfortunately.
I've heard of that. That was. Yeah. Do you guys know what that is?
I saw it on Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Did you look up her Wikipedia?
Yeah, I read the whole thing.
I'm proud of you.
Oh, my God.
I read the whole thing. No, but like, all the gays that I talk to love TanaCon.
Yeah, because they love like...
They're like, TanaCon. Like, they love it. I don't know, like, for as much of a disaster as everybody said it was, all the gays are love TanaCon. They want you to run it back.
Yeah,
it's like... I know, that's what's crazy is I meet people all the time and they're like, do it again. I'm like, did you see what happened?
But Tana, like, I would go to...
In your words, what happened?
I held a convention in competition with VidCon.
Yeah, fuck Hank Green.
Dude, and what did he do? You know, he didn't do anything. I was more frustrated with, like, I don't know, other people, not Hank Green himself.
But I'm frustrated with Hank Green.
Are you?
Fuck that guy.
Did he also write the books? Is he that guy?
Him or the brother? I don't know. Both of them.
Yeah, I don't really know. I was coming at the CEO, Jim Lauterbach, at the time. Now we're really cool. Love Jim Lauterbach, seriously. But, I held the convention. It was really poorly planned.
How old were you?
I was probably 18.
Okay.
And I just didn't choose good business partners, and I learned a lot. And
let me plan a convention for you.
Like, I don't. Everyone thinks I want to run it back. I just want to. I'm going to hold that L and just move on. You know? Yeah. I don't. Okay. I don't think
I can plan anything.
You know.
There was also the IDUP saga. I remember you've talked about this, right?
Yeah.
Like you talked because you saw him like apologize.
Recently, which is kind of, it was unexpected. I it was so long ago that I just, you know, I'd moved
What's
on.
What's the
IDUB
saga?
It's this whole thing to explain. We boxed. Yeah, he boxes now, right?
Yeah.
I think he just, from what I see, he seems like he's a completely different person now.
Yeah, he is.
You know what I mean? And
I did not know him back then.
And so am I. You know?
I did not know him back then at all. Yeah. I only met him through his wife, who I love. She's great. And I realized that like the perception surrounding him was not who he currently was at that time. Like when I met him, he was already like on the pathway to, you know, rehabilitate himself.
Love anyone's growth journey. And
agreed.
You know what I mean? Like, and I've definitely changed as a person so much, so many times. And so like before the public eye, so I have nothing but like, I'm rooting for people who ever, you know, want to do that, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
I was debating having him on Canceled and kind of on my podcast and doing that, but it also was just so long ago. And I feel like I've garnered such a new fan base since then that a lot of people don't even really know about it. And
yeah,
I don't know, you know, it's just, it's,
you don't want to rehash anything or.
Not even that. I just like, you know what I mean? Like it's when something's been so long, what's the
point?
Yeah.
Okay. I feel
grown.
That.
He seems like he's doing great.
Yeah. On our growth era.
I don't know what happened.
Ian was before the boxing guy that you know him as, like who does like charities and stuff, was a bit of a bad boy in the YouTube era where everybody was making like hit pieces on one another. And he was the guy who, like, basically made the most popular version of that called Comment Cop.
Wait, really?
Yeah, he's the guy who made...
He was, like, Leafy.
Well, I would say his politics, even back then, weren't anywhere near as, like, incel. He did garner a big incel fan base.
Uh-huh.
But it was weird, because he would, like, shit on Keemstar, and he did one on Tana... I've never watched it, but I don't know. I think it was like
honestly, he did
the N-word.
I was poking the bear too. I like came at him on Twitter. Like when I look back, it's like you made your bed for that one, Tana. Lie in it, and people want to argue all the semantics of it, you know. And I just don't give a fuck about it now. But I just at the time, like I don't want to say it was a great video because it's like you know what I mean. But like he did, that was that era, and he did the damn
thing. He rolled
up
to her. And said the N-word, like screamed the N-word when they took a photo together. Like
And I didn't even know it was him. I didn't.
Yeah,
I'd never
portrayed
seen
himself
his
as a
content.
Fan and then did that.
Oh, I see.
Which is like real, like fucking 4chan poll incel cringe
yeah, that
shit.
Is some,
like
yeah. So many words I don't know. So many things I don't know.
Yeah. Well, those people definitely know you and probably hate you as well as myself.
For sure, hate me.
So
that's like, yeah.
You know, it was something along those lines, and you know he apologized to Tana personally in his video where he was like apologizing for the old videos that he had done.
Yeah.
It, something that nobody really asked for too. So it was like very cool for him.
Yeah,
to
it felt just, like it was something that he really yeah. like wanted to say and yeah. get off his chest and stuff like that.
Yeah, take ownership over it.
Yeah, but it, I mean, I wouldn't change that whole era for anything. I think I learned a lot and I was on a path to kind of be on my high horse and be an entitled brat, and it humbled the fuck out of me. And it, you know.
Okay.
I needed that, I feel like, at the time.
That's some interesting.
Ways or another.
All right. So then there was a fake wedding. I don't even know what that is. Like, you got married to Jake Paul or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me either.
Okay. So there's so there's one part of this. There's one part of this, and we can cut this out if you don't want it to be in it. And it doesn't matter. Like, this isn't live. We can cut anything.
I thought we were live.
Oh, you thought we were live?
No.
Fuck no.
That would have been that would have been insane.
This whole setup gives. We're live.
Well, no. This is because I am usually live on the other side.
No, we can cut anything.
No. So I don't know that you were like married to Jake Paul or whatever at all. I just like kind of had heard about it. Mm-hmm. But at that time, when you were, I think, dating Jake Paul or married to him or whatever, you sent me a Riot message at 2 a.m.
I don't think that's possible because I've been banned from Riot since I was
This was a like long 18. Time ago. Well, someone, since by your name, sent me a hey message.
Oh, if someone else is fucking beating me on Riot, I'm pissed because they won't let me back on.
I don't have it. I don't have
it. I'm so pissed.
How'd you get banned from Riot?
I just was using it at an age you're not supposed to use it.
Oh.
And I'll hold that L, you know, like that was not a wise decision.
I think it was around that
but
time.
But now you're
I was definitely of age at that time. I was like 19.
I just remember getting a message on Raya from you, and I was like, I looked it up and I was like, the first things that popped up was that you were married to Jake Paul, I think.
I really That's like funny. Sincerely, I'm telling you, like, I've been banned from Raya since way before Jake.
Maybe someone
in that era. I can't
maybe someone
so did you message back?
No.
Why not?
I don't remember.
You asshole.
I don't remember. I don't remember.
He thought you were married.
So you're on Raya.
He didn't want to be a homewrecker.
No, I mean, I've been on Raya, yes.
Have you ever been on a Raya date?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. Like a lot of them?
Yeah, yeah, 100%. I've been on I got on Raya when it first came out because my the girl I was like hooking up with before, the girl I was hooking up with at the time wanted to like prove how like cool and you know, friends we were and not anything more. That she was like,
oh my God, oh,
the
so
idea,
funny.
The idea of me, because I've definitely done that to a guy, and the that's idea of a guy funny. Knowing I'm doing that is like, I'm having a visceral reaction right
and,
now.
And like, so she was like, funny. Oh, don't worry, like, I'll get you on Raya. And I was like, okay, fine. Because I had crazy. Like tried to get on it. But I couldn't because, you know, the panel, I guess, like, said no or some shit. I don't know. I think it was
now
like
they let everyone on. Connected I think my mailman's on Riot.
Yeah, no, this was like 5-6 years ago. Like, when it first came out, when Riot first came out. And they had the panel, and, like, she even showed me, like, the panel of judges that they have and, like, how they select, like, their selection process and stuff. And she was like, oh, I know the CEO. Like, I'll get you on it. And I was like, fuck yeah. Let's do it.
Let's give her a call and get me on band.
And then, it's too... been such a long time. I don't know if she still knows the CEO. I don't know fucking anything. I haven't talked to her in years. Sorry.
Let's call her. I miss her.
Yeah. So she got me on it, and I've been on many dates off of it, and really? It was great. It was great in the beginning.
Any relationships come from Raya?
No.
Every Raya date I ever went on was
call them relationships.
So like I've been in
situationships.
Is that like your vibe still? Are you a big dater?
I go in and out of phases.
What's your
say.
Longest relationship?
My longest relationship was 2 years.
Good.
It was like my first serious girlfriend.
Yeah.
And yeah, that was many, many years ago.
Beautiful. I don't know why I just started grilling you on your love life.
Yeah, I don't know. Especially because I rarely ever talk about my private life. I don't.
Yeah, I don't. So I don't know if that was me on Raya. I'm also not a big first messenger, or wasn't on Raya, at least at the time. But if it was, you know.
My assistant.
Props to the girl for shooting her shot, right?
My assistant Taylor, she's on Raya. I think genuinely because I think now it's like you don't have to like.
So you're downplaying yourself. You have a whole ass assistant.
I'm like a businesswoman. But I'm not like
No, you are.
You get it.
You'll get it. You check out.
Taylor's super hot. So I think you just have to be like pretty now to get on Raya. I think that's like, you don't have to be like famous. You just have to be gorgeous.
Because you can get the friend passes. Like if you have a friend on Raya that maybe is noteworthy, they can just like, you know.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, I use that phrase in my real life too.
Yeah.
You know, like that person's a friend pass. That's
funny.
A friend pass ass motherfucker.
But we were trying to like, do you ever like play Tinder? Or like,
I mean,
like, let's play Tinder. And then you pull out and you play the game. It's fun.
Or like if you're in a relationship and your friend's on Hinge, but still going on theirs and like doing it. I think it's so fun. It's like TikTok.
It's but fun.
NPCs around LA.
I feel like that's a very girl opinion. Because I feel like for guys, it's like it's a so treacherous girl. Space where
no,
you're
it's
like,
so fun.
It's girl.
Oh, every girl is going to say no to me. Like, I feel like that's the really? Shared. Well, not for me. I don't feel that way.
I was going to say, you don't strike me as fear of rejection.
No. I'm talking about the average common male experience.
Well, that's the gay world's different.
What?
Tell us. Well, that's why you have
Yeah, that's why you have me to talk about gay experiences.
Yeah.
So on Grindr.
Big mistake.
Yeah, no, Grindr is like, I often say that you could get a blowjob faster than you can.
Oh my God, you can. Grindr's insane.
It's insane. Like,
I've been doing this thing where I sit in a room full of straight men and I just go on YouTube and type in the Grindr notification and I play it and I see who turns their head.
Oh.
That's awesome.
That's smart.
What's the Grindr
notification? Wait, that is awesome.
It works.
It's like,
does it work?
It does work, yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. I don't think I've ever heard the Grindr notification.
Wait, so like... Dude, is this like a YouTube video or do you just do it on your podcast?
I just do this in my real life. I love doing things for just my own entertainment.
Are you surprised by the people that turn their heads?
It is crazy. I just did it to this like group of rappers in New York and it was funny.
Oh,
like,
who popped up? Who perked up?
I'm not good. I didn't come on here today to out anyone.
Yeah. Is that the Grindr notification?
Yeah.
That is one of them.
So you're...
There's like...
Oh, so far, Hassan,
isn't
you're
there,
straight.
Like a whistle one?
I think Whistle is a different app.
One time went and got a blowjob during lunch break and his phone was going off like crazy and we were supposed to have a meeting and he was like, oh, I'm going to skip out the meeting. And we're like, we're supposed to have a meeting over lunch. And he's like, I just got to go back to my hotel room. We were at a convention. Yeah. I looked down at his phone because it was going vroom, 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 and I was like, it's fucking Grindr. I was like, you motherfucker.
But you can't like, Grindr's not really for dating, huh? It's
no,
more for hookups.
I mean, it is for hookups, but like it can get into dating.
Yeah.
If you have a connection with somebody, like a lot of people are like Grindr's not for hookups. Or excuse me, it's not for dating. But like you can, sometimes you'll meet somebody and you'll
So what app
click.
Would you use for dating?
Honestly, I started
Instagram.
Instagram.
Yeah.
Like Instagram. Because like I started like getting noticed on Grindr and Tinder.
The app you use for dating is the Hassan Ever Broadcast on twitch.tv.
I don't date his fans, but he gets, you know, I don't date his fans, but like all queer people watch him. So it's like hard to like not
ally.
Yeah, exactly.
No. I'm an enemy.
So yeah,
that's why they watch.
Oh,
they hate watch.
They're like, I can fix him. I'm like, no, you can't. Nope.
He's a foe. He's a home foe.
But on Raya, you get flagged. So like Taylor was over, and I was like, let's play Raya.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay. And so we go to airstream it to the TV. So
I
we
do
can
that.
Play. It
you can't
flagged
do that.
It. Yeah.
Because
on
it's,
Raya.
There's
oh,
no
shit.
Screen recording allowed.
Yeah, there's no screen recording allowed.
Oh,
and
man.
Technically airstream.
Oh, shit.
And so we're like, fuck. Yeah, so then we had to, I used my phone's camera that we airstreamed to the TV and then her phone was in between my thighs.
Women
so
in step.
That's
so everyone in the room could watch. Yeah, I was sick.
It's that, no, it's
why
one of
so much
things.
Ingenuity? That's
it's
wild.
Girls' night.
Okay.
Playing Raya.
Speaking of doing girl stuff, you were supposed to come on the broadcast for some tier list activities earlier, but instead you have the fucking sticker on. Let's talk about Taylor Swift. What's going on?
We're not talking about it again.
No, don't take it off. Don't take it off as shame. No,
yes,
keep it
Grammy
on.
Grammy Museum.
She's a huge Taylor Swift fan.
She had a pop up at the Grammy Museum that got closed today, but it was way small. I thought it was way bigger.
Like, was she? She wasn't there. Like you were.
No.
It was her
outfits from her Speak Now tour.
Like
the Grammy Museum is full of outfits, idiot. Don't laugh. They had a Harry Styles outfit. I wish I could have smelt it.
I don't. What? I don't care. Hot. Why would you bring up Harry Styles? Like I'm gonna be like, oh, okay, never mind. Valid.
Oh, they had a whole Shakira floor dedicated to Shakira.
Still,
and it's
I don't,
like in glass cases on mannequins.
Yeah, it's cool.
So they won't let you smell them. Like
unfortunately. Found out. Can't smell them.
Was there a lot of Taylor Swift? There's a lot of Swifties. Were there bracelet
there
trading and everything?
Yeah, someone came up to me actually.
What? Did they, were they a fan of you or? Yeah,
whine about it.
This bracelet era. Wow, that's an amazing one too. That's a cute one. The bracelet era is plaguing me. I leave like every show on tour, like up to my elbows with them now.
It's I love it.
Is it like a? It's it, it. Did Taylor Swift start that? And now
fuck no, bro.
That's it comes from like the EDM community and like
I got you raving
and like that's what I remember it being on like ecstasy back in the day. And people,
I have to clear.
Like,
I have to clear some things up with this. Clear the air. This is some Listen. Yes, it started EDM. They did that. But the reason reason it infiltrated and got spurred into the Taylor Swift community, this was never before the Eras Tour. The Eras Tour started this because on Midnight's.
Fuck off, Queen.
Yeah. On Midnight's, she has a song, You're On Your Own, Kid, where she says, make the friendship bracelets, take the moment and taste it. And everyone took that line and they're like, okay, bitch, we're making friendship bracelets.
It's incredible.
And that's
Taylor
where it came
Swift
from.
Has like mind control on white women. It's crazy.
It is.
She can get them to do the People's Revolution. That's what I'm waiting on. Once she reads a little bit of Mao's Little Red Book, she's going to literally.
She actually does have so much, like so much control over it.
Yes.
Yeah, it's crazy. It is. Like, it's incredible.
Yeah. If you're like bored, if you're like a bored housewife, or even if you're like, you know, grew up and had a relationship as a white woman, you love Taylor Swift. What? Does Taylor Swift have mind control over you?
I really love and respect her career. I love her music. I think she's an incredible lyricist. And like, even just going to her tour, I've never seen anything like that. Her stage presence, her ability to
she's sick.
Bring in the audience.
I agree.
Would I say that? I don't necessarily know if I'm like, I think calling myself a Swiftie is.
Why are you laughing? It's okay not to be a Swiftie.
No. It's just, I love her. I love everything about her, but I know what. Like, my assistant is a diehard Swiftie. Like, she, like, would... Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like
Cutie's
I'm not,
not.
Doing
She's
a
very
justice.
Normal.
I'm doing, like, a... You know, am I doing a justice to the Swiftie community by being like, oh, I'm a Swiftie? Like, I don't...
No, anyone can be a Swiftie.
It's a commitment. You fucking grew up in Nevada and, like... You know, got adopted by your friend's family.
Like I had Lil Wayne posters all
you
over
had, well, actually, you had a fucked up upbringing as well.
Yeah, there's songs.
She's for everyone.
Anyone who says, like, oh, she only has breakup songs? No. Like, there's a song called Seven that's really about, like, growing up and being fucked up. And just like,
what happened to her everything. That was, like, fucked up?
As a kid?
Well, she's never got that scarf back, dude.
Yeah, she did never get that scarf back. Isn't that, I mean,
that's an analogy for her virginity.
Good job.
Whoa!
I'm an ally.
That was great.
Yeah,
that was amazing.
Her parents are divorced. Her mom had cancer. Mm. As soon as she became into fame, she just got fucked over. Like in fame, like her whole adolescence was just kind of stolen from her through the industry. And so, like, you know, she's had some shit.
See, once I know, if I were to know, like. More than I would be like, yes, I'm. But like, that's some Swiftie shit. Like, I didn't. You just taught me that.
That seems like the Tana Mojo story. A lot of parallels.
Yeah,
we'll talk the Swiftie drama on your podcast,
bitch.
I can't
so
believe
she was calling me a bitch. I kind of liked it. And then I was like, whoa, wait. Yeah. No, I wish I was. I wish you were.
Okay, so we covered all that. We covered the Raya thing. What else?
The Raya thing. Yeah,
covering
that was
major
on the
topics.
Agenda.
Yeah.
No, I've just been in my mind
since been thinking about it since 2008.
No, since you were like, oh, we should have Tana on. And I was like, oh, I'll ask her about this.
That's kind of crazy. Like, you've always just, like, perceived me as, like, getting at you on Raya.
Yeah, I was just like, damn,
he's
she's
been,
hollering.
He's been, I've known he's going to ask this question for weeks.
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, you told me.
Did
that
you?
Yes, you told me.
Were you, like, flexing it, or were you, like, this weird girl?
He's like, no, he just said he was like, yeah, I'm going to ask this question because, like, at 2 a.m. on, you know. Like,
I thought it would be good.
It sounds like me.
I thought it'd be good drama.
That's like my whole life, though. Like, I'm just like, well, it does sound like me. I have really bad memories.
I was hoping you'd have a moment where you would have been like, oh, I had such a big crush on you in 2000. That'd be funny.
No,
but turns out you didn't even know who he was until now.
That wouldn't have stopped someone from hitting me up on Raya, though.
He had good. What were your photos looking like at the time?
I don't remember. They were probably all right. I did well for myself, I think, on Raya in general on dating apps. So
that's the show.
Yeah, that's it. All right, bye. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know why we're talking about this. Okay, we were talking about do's and don'ts, and you kind of were a little evasive. Like you just were like, oh, it's whatever. Any do's, any don'ts.
Oh, sexual do's and don'ts.
Yeah.
You want to revisit?
I love it.
Should have asked me on Raya.
Too late.
Yeah, why didn't you respond, asshole?
Well, he thought I was married.
Well, that was one, but I don't even really remember. But There was a lot of what do you mean? There are entire fucking videos on YouTube like of Pokimane making fun of me for not responding to girls on Raya.
Oh, okay, okay. Right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I don't think it was me, the timeline wise, but who knows?
Maybe. Anyway, do's and don'ts.
Maybe. It's crazy.
He's still holding on to it.
Doesn't matter. It was a long time ago.
Just in general, a big don't for me is like overt insane narcissism, like a man who's gonna go through his camera roll in bed with you. Like that's a huge, like
there's dudes who do that.
Okay, so you're not a camera roll guy. That's
wait
good.
What does that mean?
Wait, there's a type of
what
guy
the
like
fuck
that.
Wait,
come on.
Wait.
Austin
no.
is that type of guy.
No,
of guy.
Oh yeah, no, Austin doesn't know because he is
no like, I'm not like, I've never gone just, through my camera roll with somebody.
It's like we just hooked up and why am I looking at photos from your trip to Big Bear 3 years ago? You know what I mean? Like
wait, that's a thing.
That's
like
such a thing.
Dudes will pull out their phone.
Yes. Oh my god, are you kidding me?
Okay, I pulled out my camera roll before, but not on a hookup.
Okay. No, a camera roll is an amazing point of reference and obviously an archive of your life. I'm not saying you can never open your camera roll. I'm saying there's a time and a place and a social.
But like,
etiquette.
Okay. Well,
I gotta come out. I'm a camera roll guy, but not like, but no.
Yeah, he is.
No. But like, not on a hookup.
Okay.
Like, we're talking like we're dating. We've been together for like a few different weekends. Like, we're like in our third weekend, and then maybe I'll pull out the camera roll to reference something.
To show all
like
your shirtless photos.
As long as.
To show all your shirtless photos to
him. No. I would never show them shirtless pictures.
As long as it makes sense. You know, there's a line there. Yeah. There's an area there.
So you had sex with someone, and they literally were just like,
this is
Tana,
more common than you think. You like, I'm
yo,
serious.
Tana, check this shit out.
This is more common than you
like,
think.
Like, how?
I don't, I've been asking, dude, what I are was you? Gay for a second. I was like, I can't see another camera roll. I can't see another fucking.
Oh that was God, like, all know? The dudes you were fucking were doing this?
No, I don't know, dude.
What the fuck?
But you know what I am realizing?
Okay. Were they? But they were like pretty boys or something, right? Like I don't understand.
Would they show pictures of themselves? Like I need to make sure I'm not one of these guys.
Yeah, like you I don't. Just
I don't show pictures of myself. Why would I do that? I'd be in
Austin. You and my brother, when we were in Japan, went to breakfast multiple times. You made him change his seat every single time so you could not even look outside at the beautiful scenery of Tokyo. At the Four Seasons, but instead, because the light was, well, I wasn't staying there, he was, but because the light was actually hitting his face so he could take Snapchat pictures to send the Japanese
Tana,
twinks.
This is valid.
Honestly, that's valid.
Thank you, Tana.
You are the most
thank
camera roll guy ever. Also, this is why, yeah, this is why
that's
the gays love you.
Right there.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I can't
poetry.
Be. It was completely dark.
Poetry?
I was trying.
Yeah, it's like poetic, but.
I was trying to take photos and it was dark, and so I had to get where the lighting was.
You know what I mean?
It's unacceptable.
So. Okay, but to be clear, Tana, I don't want you to think I'm one of these guys that's like sitting there like, oh yeah, check it out.
I don't think that.
It's
even
a romantic.
If I did, you know, you're not swinging for my team. So if you want to go do that.
True.
<you know?
laughs> Like, I'm not like, yo, check out. I'm not a flex type of guy. I don't like flex.
But I had this out of body experience the other day where I saw this TikTok and this girl was like, I get the biggest ick when a guy's leaving Starbucks and he has a Frappuccino. It's just like, I was like, damn, like I'm one of these girls. Like, this is so fucking embarrassing. Yeah. Like, I think I just have to retire the whole ick of it all and do's and don'ts of it all because it's like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I do a lot.
Wait, the girl has an ick when a guy drinks a Frappuccino? What the fuck? Why?
Like
this was
feminine,
her ick.
Like
I think
too feminine or something.
There's lots of icks in the world.
But I just think societally.
What are your icks? Everybody give me your icks.
But I'm trying to stop being.
I know
like,
you're
this
trying
is
to stop
my
being.
Ick type of girl because it's like, I do the worst shit. Like,
well, we don't do any
say?
Of that. We don't do any of the basic stuff. What's your ick? Give me your ick.
I don't remember.
Give me
oh,
an ick.
An ick.
I'm trying to think.
My major one was watching a guy chase a ping pong ball. And then
that's so
awesome.
Funny.
That's so, but that's good. That's
but
funny.
Then it's like I'll be like putting on my shoes with like no socks or something, and it's like, where do you have the room to like, you know? That was a bad analogy. I wear socks, but you get what I'm saying.
So
she's saying nobody's perfect.
I'm wearing socks right now,
and you've got to work it.
Okay,
again and again. Until you
so, but
right.
If you saw who's
live
the sexiest man that you know, other than Jeff, who is the sexiest man that I know?
Is he?
Yeah. Who's I don't know
gotten
why I said.
So close
I'm
with him that I like,
I'm gonna take it back. I'm gonna take it back. No, he. I don't want him to get it. He's gonna be
he
too confident.
He already thinks he's a sex guy.
I know. It's fucking piece of shit.
It's
whatever.
Gotten to the point where we're so close that like his sex appeal no longer affects.
It doesn't
me,
affect you.
You know?
Like, well, it is never affects
so close.
Me either.
We see each other in so many lights where it's like, oh my god.
I love Jeff. but
he was wearing these crazy no-show socks the other day, and I was like, I can't look.
Okay, he gives me shit because I wear.
Yeah, no-show socks are nasty.
I know. I just there's not
doing?
Enough sock
like,
in ratio to foot.
He was wearing no-show socks.
He was wearing that he got lame on the ass. Airplane and he put on, and I was like tucking them into his shoe, and I was like, oh my god, we are just too close.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
What was he wearing, loafers or something? What the fuck? What was he wearing? No-show socks.
No, like with these little sneakers. I love him.
See,
and I'm always
this is how people look at you when you fucking do your no-show sock shit.
But also, like,
I mean, you can kind
of
see him.
And this is a crazy take from me, but like, he is gay.
Yeah, thank
so he's
you.
One of the girls, so he
thank
could wear a no-show sock. It was thank like Jeff, like, you know,
I could show a little ankle. I could even put a tattoo on.
No.
My...
Yeah.
No. It's unacceptable.
Are you into him? And that's why.
That's why. I want to have gay sex with him. Yeah. You fucking nailed
what'd
it.
What I tell you, Tana? You're
why do you have
to
say
it?
Gay sex? Why not just sex?
I think it's funnier. Yeah. As I told you, yeah. I'm homophobic.
Well, he's why. Homophobic, that's, yeah.
And I've always said that about you.
But the funny thing is, he also does say that. He's like, it's not gay sex, it's just sex. I'm like, no, it's gay sex. Yeah, yeah.
He truly doesn't seem
sometimes I'm like having sex with a guy and I'm like, this is gay sex.
Yeah, because
you know?
Yeah.
Does that mean it's like really good or like.
No,
that's really well. Like, it depends it's on who like, you're talking to. Because if I'm like, this is gay sex, I'm like, yeah, fuck
yeah.
I don't. I'm just elaborating. I think would do me an injustice.
So like, he is gay, and like, he just doesn't know how to.
Maybe there is that like level of sex where. Have you ever had sex with a guy who was like straight, and then you're like, I don't know.
After.
Oh yeah, you know what I mean? It's like, why? Like,
oh yeah,
this
like
is cutie's forte.
Like, why are you? Why were you hyper focused on only my asshole the whole time? You know, like it's like. But I don't. No shade. I just
wait. Really?
Pandora's box of
maybe
questions.
He's just the ass man. He just loves ass.
But not like an ass
sometimes
man.
Sometimes you're like they're gay.
Really?
They're just gay.
Like, it's like I might as well have just been like just a butthole.
Yeah.
Wait, so that's a red flag right there.
It's not a red flag. Just, it's a pride flag.
Well, good one. But see, everybody knew. Like, I think some people knew I was gay because when I was because I would when I would people would ask me what my favorite part of a woman was, I would describe. I would say the navel.
I don't think that's, you've said this before. What? I don't think that's gay.
But a lot of women suck.
Yeah, I don't think that's gay. It's just stupid as hell.
It's just like.
No, because that, I don't know. For me, like, I don't really like
you,
boobs.
Like, people probably.
Or vaginas.
The type of thing that, like, the way you describe that in a setting would not, like, would not hit my gaydar at all. I would just think, like, you're trying to be a pussy. Like, oh, I love a woman's face.
I'm not gonna lie. That type of situation. But I think I like a belly button more than most people, too.
Yeah. Yeah, see?
I think it's an important part. It's a good, it can be a part that you look at and go, like, damn.
So if you were the guy and he was hyper-focused on your belly button the whole time, you wouldn't.
I wouldn't think he was gay.
That wouldn't be a pride flag.
No, yeah, I would just be like, whoa. Like,
what the fuck? So dudes
but then it's like if I liked him, I would probably play into it. I'd be like putting like bedazzles around my belly. Yeah.
So wait, dudes are really into anal like that? Like exclusively? That's very weird. You meet the weirdest dudes.
I do have
you know a
like,
lot of weird dudes.
Yeah, I know a lot of weird dudes. I definitely had just an era of my life where I felt like I was attracting really, peculiar men.
Like YouTube.
Yeah.
Being on YouTube does that, I feel like.
Yeah, and just being in LA, just my choices and people. I'm rebranding. I'm reformed from all of that activity as of late. But
what do you do now?
Nothing.
Instead?
I'm celebrate as fuck.
Okay.
And are you and you're
no
just
no more going to hide. No more age book group.
I'm not kidding you. That was a great analogy because sincerely it's the type of people that
I don't even know
scary.
What nightclubs are popping anymore.
He won't go. He can't last in the game. I try to get him into the Abbey.
WeHo scares the shit out of me.
Why?
Because I always get roofied there.
Oh shit!
I haven't been in a long time. The gays roofie me. That's
oh
the thing
God.
That I'm like, dude.
So
what,
fucked up.
What was your goal? Yeah.
They're like, they're not even trying to fuck you.
Yeah, like you know what I mean.
They're just trying to fuck with you. What are they doing?
I think that they just think I'm more fun than I am. You know, they're like, she would love this GHB.
Yeah,
and I'm like, whoa.
That's crazy.
Like, I don't. It's been a long time since I've been to WeHo. I don't really go out anymore. You know, I'm.
Where's the last nightclub you went to? I'm like asking because I like to be like in the.
You're
know.
Living vicariously.
Yeah. No, I could just live if I wanted to. Yeah. I just don't want to because I hate it.
My dream nightclub as of late is like a Gelson's grocery store at like 7:30 p.m. But. I was just in New York for Fashion Week, so I had to attend some events for work that were, like, at the clubs there.
Mm-hmm.
I went to, like, Marquee in New York and stuff, but it was scaring
that
me.
That still exists?
Yeah, like, it was just...
That's crazy.
It's too much for me. It's so weird, because I'm 25, and I feel 80, and I go to these, like, nightclub settings now, and I'm like, this is packed. Why do I want to yell over people's voices? Like, this is just...
It's because you've been in LA for 10 years.
Yeah.
That's
I feel 80. But it's like, and then I see all these like 30-year-old influencer men like out of the clubs, and it's just like, I don't know. It's a visceral ick.
I think that's also because they haven't like popped off until later in their lives or something. Mm-hmm. Like, I've been living here for 10 years. I did all of that when I was like in my early 20s, and it was a lot of fun. Yeah, I went out a lot.
Did you like kind of blow up when you were younger?
No. I was just here. Why? You know what I mean?
Where are you from?
I'm from Turkey. I grew up in Istanbul.
Really?
But
my favorite airport.
Really?
Oh. Such a good airport, isn't it?
Strange. I love okay.
planes. Is it not a great airport?
It's fine. It's not like.
What do you mean it's fine? It's even Casey Neistat said that at some point, that it was
it's,
like.
It's a nice favorite. Airport for sure, especially if you're Casey used to Neistat. Just American airports.
It's just a great
What's
airport.
What's your favorite airline?
What's my favorite airline?
Yeah.
I think JetBlue or Delta.
Delta.
Delta's sexy.
JetBlue's all right. I think
I'm a plane nerd.
No, JetBlue's good.
No.
I like Louisiana's airport because they have these plastic things on the toilet, and when you flush, it rotates and covers.
I know exactly what you're talking about, and I love those as well.
Those are so sick. Maybe they should get some environmentally friendly ones.
I like the Portland airport.
I know.
If we have to forsake a few turtles for those, like, I'm kidding. That was a joke.
I like the Portland airport because Portland airport is like big enough. But it's still.
But he likes the Portland. He likes.
I said I like the Portland airport because the Portland airport's big, but it still has the vibes of like a local airport,
it's
like
not
a tiny
a big airport.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's an international airport.
Yeah, it is.
That's what
my
I mean.
Hometown. I don't. Know.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Like, I like it because like it still has like the vibes of a. Like, I feel like I'm in fucking Fargo when I go to when I'm ever in Portland airport. I feel like I'm in the movie or in the TV show Fargo. It's like very. It's got like a very Midwest aesthetic, even though it's not.
It's not even close. Have you been to Portland?
I've been to Portland.
There's fucking carpet, and it's like
I really like Portland.
Did you tour go there?
Because it's a sad town.
It is a
Everyone's
sad town.
Everyone's sad in Portland, and yeah. I feel at home. With
it's depressing,
but I like a depressing place because they're owning it. They're raw dogging the depression. They're like, yo, we're all fucking sad. It's fucking raining here, and it's just something about that feels like a hug.
It's cozy.
From a father.
It's
that
cozy.
I never
had. Yeah. You know? It's cozy.
I like Portland.
Yeah. Did your tour go there?
Not yet. Oh, I've toured there before in the past.
You should.
Yeah, I've done some shows there and it's really fun. People, you know that place Voodoo Donuts in Portland? People always bring me the penis donuts.
Oh, yeah.
For my shows when I do them there. So.
Oh, I've never been to Portland. I've only been to the airport. And
really?
I refuse.
You won't come visit me.
I refuse to go.
Oh, are you like from Portland?
Yeah, I'm from Portland.
No, are you sad?
I'm not sad. No, because I come to LA every week. So
you're a little sad.
Yeah. You think I'm sad?
No, I don't think he's sad.
He's talked about it.
I don't think he's sad at all. If there's one person I know that like rarely ever gets sad, it's him.
Really?
You are kind of like a Ray sometimes.
Really? Yeah. Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you. I mean, I'm from.
He works like 8 hours a month. Okay. There's no way he could be sad.
I work all the time. He just does.
I love someone who does nothing. I'm not saying if you do or don't. I have a lot of friends like that where I'm just like, I live vicariously through them.
Yeah, I don't know. Like,
never had a real problem in their life.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know what I do, but like, I do
know
a lot.
You know what you do.
Well, I do a lot. A lot of it's secret. Right, okay. A lot of it's secret, and I don't tell.
I was acting like you're fucking working at Langley. Come
it's
on,
like Grindr, it's so much. Grindr.
Yeah, oh yeah, totally.
He goes to Starbucks and sits there with a laptop, and he's not even doing anything.
What matters is if you think you're doing something.
That I feel productive, right? I go to my local Starbucks and I pull up my laptop.
This is why the gays love you.
Right,
one because you're messy, and two because you're.
And I just live in hyper delusion, and I'm down to feed everyone else.
Yeah, you're like, oh no, it's great. You don't have to have a job, King.
Tana, this is the most validation.
I'm gonna die anyways.
Yeah,
this is the most validation I've ever had on this podcast.
I'm happy to do that for you.
Yeah, usually Hassan and Will. Cutie's my ally over here.
I try,
but
he's
not really.
Hard to agree with sometimes.
Yeah, do you think it's because he's gay?
Yeah.
No,
probably.
Yeah, I don't agree with his lifestyle at all.
I have a hard time with it.
That's why I don't go to Portland. Too liberal. Hate that.
When you're on tour, how many like live people come?
I loved live, like their livestock, like the cattle humans. I'm herding. Yeah. It kind of is the vibes, honestly, that everyone's feral that comes to our shows. It's usually like 1,000, no more than 2,000 ever. So somewhere like under there per shows. And we do smaller shows and we do theaters. It just depends.
Has anyone ever tried to sleep with you?
I'm really lucky that my fan base is so
gay,
girl coded. Yeah. That's so it's nice. Like usually the only like men that are coming to my shows are boyfriends that got dragged by their girlfriends. And it's so funny to see because they are just fucking miserable to be there. They know they're getting the best blowjob ever that night from their girlfriend. You know?
So what do you guys talk about this? So just, you nothing. Know, something that guys don't want to listen to?
That's a really great question.
No, it's the same as Wine. I mean, the problem with Wine About It is it's a podcast made from a Twitch audience, which is all male.
Yeah.
So they see two female Twitch streamers and they're like, oh, we're going to go over here. And then they start listening to us bitch and moan and they're like, oh. And so we've had grow our female audience like organically. And so it's been really weird to like see that. Cause like a lot
that's
of
why
the
she
guys,
does fifth column style infiltration of other podcasts. So she can grow their female audience.
Honestly, here.
Same.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like the dynamic of my podcast, I always relate it to the girls waking up after a night out in like college and then they all get on one girl's bed and they unpack what happened that night. I feel like our podcast kind of possesses that dynamic very much.
But what do you talk about if you don't go out much anymore?
There's still other stuff happening in her orbit.
It is harder. For a long time, I felt pressure to kind of do a lot more so that I would create
something
chaos to talk about. Yeah. But I've kind of noticed that, you know, chaos follows me no matter what. So it's not, dating lives, our lives are, you know, right now we both had to have some weird stalker situations, Brooke and I, so we kind of unpacked that today. Just random shit, really.
I have a thing that's like randomly happening in your periphery as well that I want to hear your takes on. What is his name? Dylan Danis. What's your take?
What's
on
Dylan? Who's
is
Dylan?
It Danis? I always thought it was Danis.
I don't fucking know.
Dylan Danis. Who is this?
I don't fucking know. I don't follow any of this.
Oh, is that
shit.
The guy that's obsessed with?
He's fighting Logan Paul, and so he's.
Full disclosure, for those of you at home who don't know anything about this because you watch me and I never cover shit like this for the most part, Logan
it's weird
Paul.
How there's YouTube drama and Twitch drama. There's like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what's so about separate. The Twitch drama.
I don't really cover Twitch drama that much either anymore. But Logan Paul is Logan Paul. Not exactly the biggest fan of him, even though I do love Mike.
That's funny.
He's supposed to.
How do you get yourself to love Mike and not Logan? I'm kidding. I love Mike. I just love to give him a hard time.
Yeah. Anyway, we're not going to talk about that. I've talked about that way too much. And he's been on the pod before twice. Logan Paul is facing off and fighting Dylan Danis, who is a Brazilian jiu-jitsu guy who was, I think, Conor McGregor's grapple coach. And they were supposed to fight as the undercard underneath the KSI fight. Mm-hmm. KSI is Logan Paul's business partner on Prime. And what ended up happening over the course of this past month or so was that Dylan Danis decided to, instead of shit talk Logan, he just decided to slut shame Logan's fiance.
Yeah, it's so
what's her name? Nina?
Yeah, Nina's such a like sweet, amazing girl. So I hate to see it. I really do.
And like really gruesome shit. Like,
and every day is like
possibly revenge porn.
I've
if I'm not
dragged
mistaken.
Into it a couple times now, like where he'll say something about me, and I've been treading the water lightly because I don't need the Pandora's box of my life opened really by Dylan Danis. I think
part of that is also because it seems like he's doing the Andrew Tate thing where he's like, I'm a fighter guy and also love doing misogyny, like you know. And there's a huge audience for that. This dude, I feel like everything I learned about him was against my will. I did not want to learn anything about this guy.
I know that's how people feel about me.
But I fucking, that's how people feel about me too. But I fucking learned about all this shit because like it kept coming up on my fucking timeline over and over again on goddamn Twitter. Because now it's like more of a shithole.
Like all
than
these
it.
Women just, you know, making sandwiches and then
and that's the kind of misogyny I do like.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, there's tasteful.
Yeah, tasteful misogyny.
I didn't even want to say it because it'd get clipped. But
yeah,
thank you
and then like these fucking gremlins are like, yeah, like Logan is being destroyed. Like you're destroying him, and it's like,
I mean,
all he's done is just like put photos of her that she took with like other people.
It's also like Leonardo DiCaprio and shit. Like I know if that happened to me, it would be some lizard from Los Angeles with like face tattoos and no career. So at least it's Leonardo DiCaprio. I mean, all of that is, unfortunately, in the name of the fighting game. And it, you know, it's, you could classify, where does the line draw where it's good fight promo or it's too far?
I think no like women and children is like the mafia, you know
what
I mean?
Yeah, women and children.
That's
like,
true.
Even they drew a line at that.
Yeah.
But,
that's fair.
But yeah, really fair. I think that there's like a, there's a lot of hostility towards women and there's a lot of hostility towards men from what I would categorize as Brad Fems or Femcels. Not to the same degree, of course, and obviously
so
the systemic the systemic implications are not the same either. However, it's always like everything devolves into gender wars online, I feel like, especially on TikTok too, and certainly on Twitter. And at a certain point, it's just like, you know, dudes are just kind of using this as a way to like become more famous.
I mean, he went from like 60,000.
Yeah, he went from like 60,000 followers to like a million.
That's what's annoying. Is it yeah. like such a rinse and repeat thing? Like, I'm a guy with no talent, so I'm just going to start shitting on like women or gays or whatever to get more clicks. And then all of a sudden I'm making money off of it. And it's like, oh my God, how exhausting.
But I mean, it's interesting because like Logan Paul is such a target rich environment to shit on. Like, if he just kind of shit on Logan Paul, I would have been there for it. You know what I mean? I don't fucking know anything about Dylan Danis.
I think people love to see Logan in a like weak light or like in a, you know, some people love to like see this. I mean, I can't lie. I can't wait to see this fight.
Yeah,
when's the fight?
When is it? Yeah. That's the funny thing. All this promo and none of us know when it is.
Yeah, that's really fair.
But we're going to find out though.
Yeah.
We're going to watch it.
Because, you know, it's interesting to see.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it. Like I'm invested now.
And keep going.
Oh, I thought you were figuring out when the fight was.
How many pieces do you chew a day, you think?
I have no fucking clue.
More than 20?
Probably.
Is that like a 300 pack? Holy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Costco. Oh, it's Walgreens.
October 14th.
Oh my God, that's so long. There's another month of him posting pictures of his girlfriend.
Is it every day?
Yeah. No, well, she also like got a restraining order on him successfully, as a matter of fact. And apparently, like, her Snapchat might have been hacked, and, like, that's where he's getting
An ick is when guys use the doggy Snapchat filter. Get out of my life. So gross.
Ooh, yeah.
I think just Snapchat in general.
You look stupid as hell.
Oh, shit. I can't, like, if a guy's like, what's your Snapchat? I'd be like,
okay, but, like, I have to do that to, like, validate what somebody looks like on Grindr.
I understand. Well, Grindr and Snapchat kind of go hand in hand. Stop
defending yourself.
Grindr and Snapchat go hand in hand. It's all hookup culture.
You won't have the same icks as us.
Oh, I know, but I was just seeing like what do you think about that?
You just keep wanting passes from us.
I'm trying to.
We think you're cool.
Tana is validating me today. I need to get all I can.
I think Snapchat's a part of hookup culture, and you know, if you're just trying to hook up with someone, it works.
So
I'm not like I'm definitely I'm
ready for marriage.
So
I really am.
She's ready to trade.
You're ready
her
to
dowry.
Settle down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
wife.
Where are you looking? Are
trad
you,
wife?
What does that mean?
Traditional wife.
Haven't you seen the propaganda on like TikTok of them like all these men want us to go to the workforce, but like harness your female energy and stay home and be a caretaker and make cookies and bake and sew. It's
people
what you're
make
made
it so
for.
Sweet. I'm like,
I know. I've been watching it. I'm kind of like, wait.
See, like I'm kind of down for misogyny sometimes. You know what I mean? It's like, dude, that's like you go
about.
Build that.
I do want to harness my female.
You go
energy.
Build that shit.
I want to stay
I
home.
Will make this sandwich. You know,
like sometimes. But like, I want to eat it too. I don't want to give it to somebody. That's my problem. You know what I mean?
You're a feeder.
Huh?
You're a feeder.
With cookies.
Yeah.
I'm in a cookie kick right now. I am just a slut
She's
for good chocolate chip.
I used to be a pastry chef.
What do you do you like? What's the brand that you're
okay. It's not cookie? About the brand, it's about just a good like oh just I don't anywhere.
But there's gotta be like
sea
one
salt
that's like
X
consistent.
Chocolate chunk collab. Oof. Like oh I love a little sea salt in there.
Like that.
I like hard cookies. Like I want it to be like hockey puck status.
You don't like fucking really? Chewy?
No, like chewy Chips Ahoy. Bleh, oh, I want
no,
I
ew, love, Chips Ahoy is disgusting.
I love chewy cookies.
Chips Ahoy in general is nasty because like I feel like there's like a chemical taste to it.
I love like an OG, like an original
the crunchy Chips Ahoy.
Chips
Ahoy.
That's the Vegas.
I hate crunchy. Famous. Chewy over crunchy any day.
They must be pumping those Chips Ahoy with a lot of chemicals because I've had some in my pantry with the bag open for like 3 weeks.
And they're still chewy.
And I kind of put my hand in there every once in a while. Yeah, and they're still chewy.
I just don't fuck with that Laffy Taffy texture.
Yeah.
No, I like chewy. I like chewy cookies, but like not Chips Ahoy. Like real cookies.
I want that shit to break
like homemade
tooth.
Cookies.
Yeah.
Wait, even homemade cookies you like hard?
Yeah. Like oh, I set them out and I like wait for them to like.
That's interesting.
How can you call yourself a cookie slut when you have such bad taste in cookies?
That's usually how it goes for me, you know?
It's nasty.
Like I'm just repping my horrible taste.
Like what about crumble or some shit? You know usually. What I mean?
I've never had a crumble cookie.
Those things are insane.
Soft.
I'm
like
and I'm
it.
An LA influencer. It's
you won't
like
crumble.
Get your priorities straight.
They're too soft. You won't like it. You have to harden
it. You won't
it.
Like it.
It's, they're huge,
I
though.
I can leave them out for like a day.
Yeah.
They are. They're crazy.
They'll still be soft.
They're crazy because they literally, like, they sell it as, like one cookie for like $20 or something.
No, I'm in the wrong business.
Yeah.
Do you
yeah.
want the crumble cookie drama?
Yeah, I know the. Are you gonna say the calories? Is that what you're gonna?
No, bitch.
Oh, what's oh, the other drama?
I'm gonna talk about deeper. The drama. What's the drama? Hear it. So there's this cookie company called Penguin Brothers in
Uh-oh.
Logan, Utah.
Uh-oh. Okay.
And then Crumble started their cookie
Don't
company,
tell Dylan Danis.
Also from in Logan, Utah.
Yeah,
and they started. Crumble essentially stole all the Penguin Brothers recipes,
Ooh.
But then they got more famous.
How Ooh. Do they steal the recipes?
They
it's chocolate chip.
They
cookie.
Had an ex employee from like the Penguin Brothers, and for the record, it might not be called Penguin Brothers.
Yeah, this is
it
a
was
bad
something.
Name.
A rogue thing to make.
It was something. It was something. But they stole somebody another cookie company's recipe, and that cookie company kind of sucks. And Crumble went crazy, mostly because their marketing, because their recipes were nearly identical, because they yoinked them. But then they pretended like they didn't.
Those
they
cookies did. Are fucking nuts, though. Just means they're like nothing. To yeah, the world. They're like 700 calories per cookie.
Yeah, it's insane.
No way.
Yeah, it's 30, nuts. 40 it's grams like of this fat. Big, but it, the entire fucking cookie's like a whole ass meal. Which leads me to my the subject that I wanted to discuss, the new Ice Spice Latte on
oh
Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh.
Y'all seen this shit?
Yeah, it's crazy.
What up, Mark? Wait, Ice Spice, like the singer?
Yes.
Has a latte?
It's incredible.
Ice Spice a did a collab with Dunkin'.
And they the recipe got leaked.
Be famous enough to be something that I can drink.
He'll I will never collab do with it. The corporation. Yeah, I'll never do it. I could do it now.
It'd like, be like, no corporation is interested in the free Hassan Piker.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I could do it now. Uh-huh. You know? I could totally
no,
do,
there's,
it.
There,
do it. Right
there's
now.
Been corporations that have...
they'll make the Hassan Gatorade.
They want... No,
Don't
not Gatorade,
it.
But I did...
Hassan Prime.
Yeah, there was, for the longest time, there was... what's the... I think it's Factor. Like, one of those, like, pre-cooked
like
meals.
Meals.
Yeah, they wanted
they were
to do a collab.
To do a Hassan meal?
You not collab with anyone?
I very rarely do.
He only yeah. does, like, video game sponsors.
Pretty much.
Really good.
Yeah, I usually
I'll
say
I'll take
no.
any dollar.
The only I'm sponsor I was actually going to do me that too. I was like kind of stoked on, your boyfriend took.
What
are
you doing?
Me. Crocs.
He does. Yeah, but he
yeah,
reps.
Sent these to me.
Oh,
to
you're wearing them? Which ones?
And
pieces
the socks
of
too.
Shit. Yeah.
Ludwig got the freaking Shrek
I'm not
going to
show it, actually. I shouldn't even show it. Those assholes. Yeah, I was supposed to do this, like, be like a brand ambassador, this whole thing. And they just like went quiet after a while, and I kept hitting up my manager. I was like, "What the fuck's going on with this Croc shit? What's happening?" And apparently, it was like, "This is how it always works. Usually, there's like a fan in the marketing team that like really pushes for me, and then like when it goes up to the higher level execs, and they Google me, and the first thing they see is like America deserved 9/11, and they're like, "What the fuck are you doing? You can't work with this fucking guy."
Yeah,
you could have like some Twin Towers Crocs.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Exactly.
What each Croc is a tower.
One is
it would
a tower,
it would actually
plane.
Sell really well
and,
too.
And think about all the little gibbets.
The gibbets could be the planes.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's $1 million idea right there.
See, there you go. Crocs hit my line. I'm still down to do it. All right, show this TikTok. This shit is bananas. Okay.
B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
It frustrated me watching this.
My friends, this is a pumpkin swirl frozen coffee. Who the thought it was a good
okay.
idea
this
to put this
like
on the menu because this drink has 185 grams of sugar in here. How much
How
is
much?
It?
185 grams. She's going
to
show.
Much. It's 46 teaspoons of sugar.
Oh
to give
my
you
God.
Another perspective, the amount of sugar in there is equal to 14 glazed donuts.
I would much rather eat
what?
The donuts.
Because it tastes
There's
good?
No pumpkin in here. It's artificial flavors. There's 12 mentions of sugar and high fructose corn
syrup. Is he in the Dunkin'
in
Donuts?
There. There's
yeah.
930
calories. That's the part where the deposit. 930 calories.
Holy
That is
shit.
Literally for the average like male Americans like diet is like 2,000 calories.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But this is going to sell so well because of the everybody's going to try it.
194 carbs. Two-thirds of us are already type 2 diabetic.
Dude,
we're fucking
this is
going to
become
people.
The new one chip challenge. They're going to be like, how many of these can you drink before you die?
Yeah, literally.
I just like
910 calories.
I don't.
Try
this is
yeah,
the type
see,
of this
it's
the,
working,
see it worked.
Their marketing
yeah.
worked.
This That's is like you yeah. give this to like a French adult and they die immediately. They drink that and they're dead. They perish.
That is the diabetes pack for sure.
Because right like there. I God, it's so it's like frustrating because it has no dietary fiber in it. Even it's supposed to have like crumpled up crushed donuts or some
this
shit.
This is like
in
really what stirs your soup, huh? Grinds your gears, yeah. keeps you up at night.
It's just like it was very.
I'm
frustrating.
Sorry you're going through this.
When I found out about it, it pissed me off.
I'm really sorry.
There's so many better ways to consume 930 calories.
God gives
calories.
His toughest battles to his strongest.
Thank you. I'm the Mujahideen for calories. Exactly. Anyway, that's what
I... blend donuts into the drink.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's that definitely... Sounds, that's but insane. No one's getting that thinking like, God, this is my green juice of the day. I think everyone knows it's that type 2 diabetes.
No, I think it should be illegal. Like, I literally think that the marketing executive that came
You're
up with that should be...
trying to control us.
Yeah, 100%.
Mm. Yeah.
That person should go to jail.
Dunkin' Donuts ice spice drink is the new fentanyl. Spread the word.
Yeah. Yeah.
And,
yeah.
I mean,
it'll
yeah.
just won't be as quick, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, we're definitely... I mean, obesity is a big problem. I'm just saying. You know, think about that. Mm-hmm. All right. On that note, we're going to talk about even more stuff behind the paywall, because I think we're at that time now.
Oh, shit. Do I get a cut?
No. Six. Yeah. That's not yeah. No, not at all. But if you want to check that out, you need to go to patreon.com/fear. And we have all the new updates, right, March? Yes. Yeah, we have all the bells
so
and whistles.
We have a lot of shit. Thanks to Cutie
you
and me.
No. I guess you record one thing.
I don't do shit. I don't do shit for it.
Yeah.
Tana, is there anything you want to...
Yeah, wanna she's on tour right now.
Like vaping right now. Yeah. Like horrible. I appreciate you guys having me on. I'm on tour right now. We'll be releasing new dates soon that will be available.
Woo-hoo!
Portland? Tune into the Canceled Podcast if you're a part of the 4% audience over here that might enjoy the things we talk about. But
wait, really? This is 4% men?
No, I was saying the 4% of... What's your audience? It's... 30 yeah. women.
He has a higher female audience than I do.
Yeah. Wow.
Isn't that funny?
That's kind of crazy.
Because he does more like broad talking, and I started in gaming.
I'm just, you know, it was nice to meet all of you guys, and I just wanted
such
to come
a pleasure,
shoot
Tana.
Vibes.
Thank you for having me.
Such a pleasure, Tana. Thanks
all right.
For coming
we'll see you on the other side.
See you on the Woo! Other side. Do you know podcast. Who Ludwig is?
No, she doesn't know. She doesn't.
She doesn't
like,
know.
Do any of this stuff.
But
she's
bring
like
up my boyfriend. I wonder if you think he's cute.
Yeah, I wonder if you think he's a jock too.
It's so funny because we're in such a similar world with such a different.
I know. We're like.
I know.
Yeah, but doesn't that give you a sense
like,
of like?
It's like Lord of the Rings, and like some of us are in the Shire, and some of us are in Rivendell. Go back. Go
no.
back to that photo. That photo is so funny because he was wearing a romper. Wait, where'd it go?
A romper.
He was wearing a romper from Target.
How long have you guys been together?
You could see his wiener, so he had to put shorts over it.
The wiener fanny pack. Incredible. I'm not gonna lie.
How long have you guys been together for?
Do you think you're gonna marry him? Do you believe in traditional concepts of marriage?
Are you gonna stream it?
Cutie, speak into the microphone.
Hassan, shut up.